So Menachem pointed out last time that we accidentally did not complete Sif Dalet in terms of how many bedikos one needs to do. So we're going to just go back to that for a moment. We already saw a number of shitos and rishonim about this question, as well as what's the source for doing bedikos, is it sphere and the like. How do we paskin? So if we take a look at the Rambam, I think, says two interesting things, at least two. This is Yisrei Bia, Perk Vav, Halachos, Chaf Alef, and Chaf Beis. So Rambam paskins like Rav, as we would expect. But take a look at how he formulates it. Zava shebadka atma b'rishon b'mei sfira umatza tahor, v'lai badka ad shvi umatza tahor, harezu b'chezkas tahara, u'kiilu badka kol sheva umatza tahor. V'chein, im badka b'yom rishon b'mei sfira umatza tahor v'yom ches, umatza tahor, harezu b'chezkas tahara. Badka biyom shlishi lezivasa umatza shepasak adam velo badka biyom rishon mimei sfira uveshvi badka umatza tahor harezu b'cheskos tahora vehu hadin lezav kol elu abdiko shehu tahor ve'al lo yimei sfira. So the Rambam tells us that we pass on like graphs. So one bedika really is enough. Let's say you just did a bedika on day 7. That's good enough. So it's interesting that, therefore, in Halacha Chaf Aleph, he says, well, if you do bedikos 1 and 7, that's good. Because the truth is, if you do, he says in Halacha Chaf Beis, if you just did a bedika on day 7, it's also good. Well, why did he need to say this? And the truth is, we sort of pointed out this is strange even in the Mishnah. You know, once you pass on like Rav, why'd the Mishnah have 1 and 7? The Rambam seems to be addressing this question when he says in Halacha Chaf Aleph, when you do 1 and 7, it's ki'ilu badka kol shiva umatza tahor. Meaning to say that there's a maila of doing bedikas kol shiva, to do a bedika every one of the 7 days. And when you do day 1 and 7, you have it. So the Rambam doesn't actually mention that l'chatchila you should do a bedika every single day like we have in the Shulchan Aruch. But you should l'chatchila effectively have a bedika every single day. And you accomplish that by bedika on day 1 and 7. And then he says, but if you do just one bedika during the Shiva Nikiyam, it also works. The other interesting thing that the Rambam says here, which is really also straightforward from the Gemara, which is when paskening Rav, so he says that, for example, if you do bedika on day 7, it's good enough. And also, if you do bedika on day 1 and 8, right, v'chein im badka b'yom rishon imei sfira umatza tahor, v'yom hashmini umatza tahor, harezu b'cheskas tahara. The impression you get, and as I said, this is even what it sounds like in the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, according to, you know, what's the din by rishon and shmini? So the Rambam sounds like you need 1 and 8. If you just did 1, that's not good enough. If you did just day 7, that's good enough, but not day 1. L'chora, the idea here is that it's not that this bedika on Yom Shmini is part of the Shiva Nikiyam. After all, your Shiva Nikiyam has already passed. But rather, you should, at least l'chatchila, do a bedika before going to the mikvah. And you get this impression from the Ramban as well. The Ramban writes, Kol shiva siyam tzricha bedika pam achas b'chol yom, so l'chatchila every day, once a day. Badka b'yom rishon o b'sheni o b'shlishi v'shuv lo badka. So he's passing like the Ravid, that it doesn't need to be dafka day 1 or say 7, but any one of the middle days is also okay. So then it doesn't say that's good enough. He says bodekes b'shas tfilasa v'daya, right? Which is, that's the bedika of 1 and 8. Meaning to say, you should still do a bedika b'shas tvila. It's not really a bedika of Shiva Nikiyam, like we said. The Shiva Nikiyam are over. And this also is the mashmaos you get from the Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Zion. He writes, if she only did a bedika once during the Shiva Nikiyam, afilu avra la kama yamin achar ha-shiva, bodekes atzma b'shas tvila v'daya. So you should do a bedika b'shas tvila. In other words, if you're not doing the tefillah right after the Shiva Nikiyam, then you should do a bedika b'shas tefillah. And that's the idea of the, you know, the day 8 that's mentioned in the Gemara. It's not that day 8 is part of the Shiva Nikiyam, but it's begeder bedika b'shas tefillah. Do we paskin that? Now, the truth is, we'll see, but the Shulchan Aruch, L'choritz are not a relevant shayla, because Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rishonim who say that you need at least one in seven. In other words, they don't paskin like Rav. The first opinion, Shulchan Aruch says one bedikah during Shem Nikiyam is enough. This is in Sif Dalad, but then the Shulchan Aruch quotes V'yesh Omrim, Shetzarach Shetivdok, B'yom Rishon, Me'ash Shiva, U'v'yom Shvi, V'ein L'hakel. However, you get the impression, perhaps in the Shulchan Aruch, that even though he says Ein L'hakel, the Ikar HaDin is really that one is good enough. And that's why the second view is quoted as Yesh Omrim. And there could be, and we'll discuss this a little bit, you know, extreme Shas Adchak situations where we would even let you get away with one Vedika during the Shiva Nikim. Let's imagine that a woman does a Vedika. She was planning to do Vedikas one and seven. Obviously, L'chatchila, you should do one each day or two each day, as we'll see in a moment. But whatever, let's even say she was given a psak that she should do day one and seven. Maybe she has a issue with causing maka. So she's just going to do bedika 1-7. But ayveh's mir, she forgot day 7. Oh no. So Shulchan Aruch says ein lako, she's got to start again. Could be that, you know, starting again is very, very, very hard. It's already been 7 days. Might also already be a Shas Adchak. And a posek would say, okay, you know, since Mikra Din, one is good enough, we'll be making. But now the Shaila, should we tell this woman, at least, so do a Bedika B'Shas Tfilah. In other words, day 8. I mean, it might be the night after the 7th, but it's effectively day 8, right? Which is the impression you get, like we said, from the Rambam, the Ramban, from the Sefer Chinuch. For the most part, the poskim don't bring this down. You know, partially, it could be because the Shulchan Aruch already paskin Ein L'Hakel anyway, so there's no need to bring it down. But I would think that, and I saw this is also what the Mishmer Satara says, that if you could, you should. In other words, if she's able to do Bedika Kodem Tvila, maybe that's the right thing to do. But I'm not, you know, again, I don't know that it's Makev, but it's Mistaber that one should do that. Okay, so where do we get this idea of two bedikos each day? After all, where does that come from? Where is that coming from? So we just read the Ramban that says you need one bedika day. The other Rishonim don't say one, but they don't say anything about two. So the Beis Yosef says that this comes from what we say by taharos. The Gemara Daf Dalet on the Beis says, Ki ha damar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel, chachamim tiknu lanam nos Yisrael. Again, these are women who are oschos betara. She both goes atzman shachas arvis. They should check themselves every day, shachas arvis. Why? Shachas lahachshir taharos shalayla. Meaning to say, this way, if the bedika that comes out tahora, the bedika of shacharis, so she knows that all the taros that she touched at night are tahoros. And arvis lachshir taros shel yom, and the bedika of arvis to make sure that the bedikos that she had touched during the day are also good. So good. So this is a very lovely takana, but lachar has nothing to do with isvatul abayla. So where did these rishonim come up with the idea that even a woman who's sitting Shem Nikim should do Shtei Bedikos each day? So the truth is, Rabbi Chida Eger asked this question. He says, how could you bring a raya from Taurus? Other Achronim asked this as well. If you take a look in footnote 11 in the tour, you'll see Meir Makom also asked this question. I thought maybe you could give the following answer. I don't know if the answer is as good as the question, but possibly, which is as follows. If you look at the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, it says like this, Mai Tamayu de Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who hold that the shear is Me'es Leis, right? So if she does become Tameya, assuming she hasn't done any bedikos for the last 24 hours, so she's all the taros that she touched over the last 24 hours are Tameos. It's a Dinder Rabbanan. Why would they go there? So the answer is, Vizu Hovelo Badka. So she hasn't done a bedika. And since she didn't do bedika, Hifsida Ona Yesera. She loses an extra Ona. She loses an extra Ona. So why does it say Ona Yesera? So the Notre Yehuda makes this point. Madura Kama Memvav. What's ona yisera? Even a single, why does she lose even a single ona? So his answer is that even the chachamim are choshesh that kosli beis arecha and mikra din are maimedam for one ona. And the pshat is that they're misakin that she loses an extra ona. An extra ona. Maybe that's a mashmos a little bit of Rashi on daf beis on the aleph and nida on the Mishnah. Rashi says, so the Chachamim argue with Hillel, right? And they say that, you know, the base harat, you don't have to go all the way back. You only have to go back 24 hours. And Rashi writes that the reason is because kosle beis harachem lo mamidim dam kule hai. Oh. So what does that mean, kule hai? Not that much. Meaning to say, they do it somewhat, but not that much. Not that much. So what does that mean? So the answer is somewhat. No, there's kosei b'sarechem armai midam, certain amount. So that could be the pshat. The pshat is that since we expect kosei b'sarechem to be my midam, we're not bringing, let's say it like this, we're not bringing a raya directly from the fact that because they did it to Taros, so we have to do it. That's not logical. But the basis of this takana presumes a certain metzias. Metzias is that basically, your rechem will hold on to dam, or not just rechem, actually kosle beis rechem, the prizdor. It's going to hold on to dam for, you know, around 12 hours, right? In other words, if you do a bedika now, it'll tell you about the past 12 hours. That's sort of the metzius that this is presuming. And therefore, it makes sense that you would do a bedika twice a day. Because if you do a bedika twice a day, shachris and arvis, then basically you will be able to affirm that you've been tahora for the last 7 days, right? Because when you do the bedika in the morning, basically says, oh, she didn't see any doubt in the last 12 hours. Do bedika in the afternoon, in the evening, same thing. So that's the pshat that we're learning from Taros. Not the gzeira of Taros, but rather the mitzius that the Gzeir of Taurus is predicated upon could also serve Misvara as a source for doing two bedikos each and every day, at least l'chatchila. So perhaps that's where this idea comes from. Fine. So Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that this is, should be done l'chatchila. Again, the beginning of Sifdal, it says, b'chol yom shevasim yasfira tzvicha lios bodekas l'chatchila pamayim b'chol yom achashar chris v'achasamach l'meinash pashas. So that's what one should do l'chatchila. Rabbi Willig thinks that the kasha that the achronim all ask on the Shulchan Aruch on these Rishonim is so shver, so strong, that really we could follow the view, what seems to be the view of most Rishonim, that once a day is enough. The truth is, maybe, you know, we just saw the Rambam, maybe you don't even need to do once a day l'chatchila. But certainly, Rav Rishonim would say once a day is l'chatchila, and you don't have to do it twice. We're just going to go against the Shulchan Aruch. So the answer is, yeah, because it's Shver Psak. But Rabbi Willig has a sort of a kinach in the way he says it. If you look at when the Mordechai brings this down, he says, when should you do your second bedika? Before she goes to Ma'ariv and Shul. So you have a situation of such nachas and revach where the women are able to go to Ma'ariv for Shul, so then they could do two bedikas a day. But it's fine. But otherwise, they, you know, not necessarily recommended. Why not? I mean, after all, like we saw later on, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Ma'ariv Bilav Dokrei Zimshuvah. The answer is like we said about that as well, that though it's true in theory we love bedikos, we're also hesitant about bedikos. Bedikos sometimes cause us trouble, and therefore, l'chatchila, women could do one bedika day. That's the second. But Willig, again, I think most poskim think that l'chatchila you should try to do 2 a day, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. However, all would agree that if that, you know, is difficult, it doesn't take much to knock you down from 2 a day to 1 a day. And that's okay. So
question?
For example, if a woman is, let's say, nursing, as we said before, bedikos are oftentimes likely to cause trouble. So there, other poskim as well, certainly at the beginning, would agree you should do 1 a day. If you are doing 1 a day, when should you do it, right? The Shulchan Aruch says if you do 2 a day, you should do morning and samach le'enish mashos. The Shevet Alevi says if you're going to do 1 a day, she should do it at the beginning of the day, l'hachzik atzma betara. There's another reason why that's a good idea. You're less likely to forget. And, you know, this is the big problem, especially for Yom Rishon, which is, you forget means you'd have to start again, your Shevet Nikiyim. Even if, like I said, maybe if you don't do, you know, if you'd have to start, if you forgot day 7 B'dika of Yishas Al-Chak, and maybe we would consider letting you get away with 1. But usually if you forget Yom Rishon, you would say, just wait another day. So the reason why it's good to just always do your B'dikos in the morning is you might, you know, you're less likely to forget because it's the, you know, you're in a habit, you always do it first thing in the morning. And B, if you do forget, so you'll have the rest of the day to remember. So that's why morning is a better idea. You do obviously have to be careful a little bit in the morning in the winters, when a lot of times in the morning it's before Nates. However, even that case, even though l'chatchila we do say Sfir B'yom is in Sfir, do we talk about Sfir B'yom and the Sheet of Tosos, whether you need Sfir night or not? I'll take that. It wasn't in last year. Okay, so we'll have to get back to that also. But push comes to shove, Mikra Adin or Mekel to even allow for B'dikas Laila.
Question?
Well, they should be during Nates, but so therefore, good enough. So therefore, you know, if you mess up and you do it before Nates, nishta se geferlach. You do it after Shkia, then geferlach. Though we said, even though we were very machmir, but not doing the hefsek tara after Shkia, we pointed out that there's more wiggle room for B'dikas Yom Rishon, because then you have the Sfeik Sfeika, because you might not even need it, assuming you do other B'dikas. Yes, Moshe, sorry.
According to the theory that explained the Shita for doing it twice a day, shouldn't they be 12 hours apart?
Yeah, that's doesn't show
twice a day.
Approximately 12 hours apart. But you also need them both to be during the daytime, so it's
a key era. I thought if you do twice a day, one would be at night. He said,
L'chatchila, we assume that Sfira is B'yom, and therefore the B'diko should be B'yom. And that's why one is in the morning and one is slightly before Shkia.
Oh. Even though they're not 12 hours apart then?
Yeah, in a Hanami. But they're approximately 12 apart. They're 11 hours and 59 minutes apart. And 12 hours and 1 minute. Okay.
Thank you.
Fine. Let's see. So, okay, I forgot. I don't think we did this either. Anyway, so far behind. So the Dagomir Vava over here has a very interesting theory. Dagomir Vava, you know, we said that at the very, you know, at least normally we say you need at least days 1 and 7. You need twice. So what would I say? I'd say, Shad is you need at the beginning of the sphere and the end of the sphere. Like the Rambam says, you know, when you have day 1 and 7 is Kilu, you did Medika Kol Yom or the like. However, the Dagomir Vava picks up on the fact that when the smog brings this down, sounds like he's not saying Dafka 1 and 7, but rather we want it that there not be 5 days without a Bedika. So the Lashon of the smog is V'hoa V'lo Nizbar Halacha K'divrei Mi. Now, it's whether we pass him like Rav or Rabbi Chanina. Rowi Lahachmer K'divrei Rabbi Chanina. Okay, so what would I say? That you need to do days 1 and 7, right? Shaymin. But listen to how the smog puts that. And this is the basis for the psak of the Mechaber, who says that you need 1 and 7, right? So, Rowi lahachmer k'divrei Rabbi Chanina, shelo yehe yoser mechamisha yamim bein bedika levedika, milvad yom shepaskabam. doesn't sound like you need day 1 and 7 outs like 1 and 7, but rather you need days 1 and 7 because we don't want there to be a gap of more than 5 days. And to make sure that that takes place, you need days 1 and 7. So the Dagal Mirvava picks up on that diak. And the question is, what exactly does he do with it? If you look at the Pislei Tshuvas of Katzin Vav, he seems to understand that there is a stira in the position of Rabbi Cheskel Landau on this question. In the Dagal Mirvava, he makes one diak. And in the Note of Yehuda, he makes another diak. it's not entirely clear. We'll see. Rabbi Willett tries to argue, perhaps, that they're not so to each other. But the simple reason is there is a stira. How so? So if we look at the Dago Mirvava, what does he say? He says, even if she didn't do a bedika on day one, but she did a bedika on one day in the middle. Let's say she did Hefsek Tara day 3 and day 7, she'd be good, according to the Smag. Why? Because in that case, the Smag said that the reason for Bichanina is basically we can't have a gap of 5 days. Well, here we don't have a gap of 5 days. We had 0, 3, 7. No gaps of 5 days. It's going to be good enough. This would be really important, right? I said before, you know, what happens if the woman forgets Bedikas Yom Rishon, right? That's usually our biggest problem, right? As I said, it's a shiloh that's all too common. Women forgets Bedikas Yom Rishon. We saw, actually, earlier, a bunch of poskim, starting with the Note of Yehuda, who say, well, if you did a moch, then you could be good for Bedikas Yom Rishon. But let's say she didn't do a moch, and she didn't do Bedikas Yom Rishon. So, l'chaora, you're stuck. Says Dago Mirvava, no, you're not stuck. Why? Because you could still make it, so do Yom Sheni, and then there's not going to be a gap of 5 days. And that's really what the Smag required. So that's what he says in the Dago Mirvava, a very lovely diak. Again, not so much a diak from the Shulchan Aruch, but a diak from the Smag, which is the basis for the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. However, if you look at the Rabbi Yehuda, not so clear. So this is how the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Rabbi Yehuda. He writes, "Dafka Rishon v'Shvi ba'inan, aval in badka derch mashal v'Rishon v'Shlishi lo mehani, ve'ena yachol alitfal b'Shvi, ve'im achar kach shuv lo badka ad asiri, ein biyada ela asiri, aval in badka achar kach b'Shvi." In other words, you still need the first and the last day of Shiva Nikiyam to have a bedika, even according to the Note of Yehuda. However, there's an additional requirement that there not be a gap of 5 days. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, let's say she forgot bedikas day 7, right? But if she did a bedika on day 3, so then she could do 1 and 8, 1, 3, 8. 1, 3, 8 is fine, because you got one at the beginning, at the end, and you ensured that there's no gap. So that's what he's okay with. But he's not willing to do be somich on 0, 3, 7, just 0, 1, 3, 8. That's what the chiddush of the Note of Yehuda is. That's his diuk from the Smag, in which case, if she forgot day 1, she's stuck. She'll have to start her Shiva Nikiyam again at day 2. So that's the psak of the Note of Yehuda. Now, even if you take this Note of Yehuda, I should point out, in other words, you're going to accept the stringent version, this is very nogaya. As I mentioned, sometimes we will advise a woman to minimize bedikos. One reason why oftentimes you'll do that is if she's having a staining issue and it's a shasat chak. Let's give the example we mentioned earlier. This woman is 3 months postpartum, and she's having intermittent staining. So we're going to say, okay, you can be makel and wear tzivot. And we'll also say you don't have to do bedika every day. So we would be okay with a bedika 1 and 7, right? Because every time she's a bedika, it's a gamble. Because if she's staining, it's going to be a bad bedika. So we'll say you could do a bedika 1 and 7. But what's going to happen is like this. Let's say, usually she could tell if her bedika is, you know, it's going to be a good day or a bad day, right? If she's staining. So she did a bedika day 1. Now it's day 7. She wants to go to the mikvah that night, and she's standing on day 7. So she's stuck, because if she doesn't do bedika, she's got to start again. And if she does a bedikah, it's no, she's not going to do bad. She's going to be bad. So it's an eitzah. We'll often tell that woman, look, pick one day sometime in the middle, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six. Let's say if day four looks good, do a bedikah then. So that way, if day seven is looking like it's not going to be good, so you'll have 148, which is going to work according to the Nodi Yehuda. And one post can certainly accept that kula. We accept the Nodi Yehuda. The question is, would we even accept the Dalgam Revava, like I said, in the event that you forgot the bedika on day one? So Rabbi Willig thinks that we do paskin like the Nodi Yehuda against the Dalgam Revava, but still, maybe it would be mutter 027. Certainly it would be mutter according to Dalgam Revava, but maybe even according to Nodi Yehuda. Now, even Nodi Yehuda doesn't really require tchil of the self. He just thinks that you could have this tziruf through the middle. And Rabbi Willig says, so b'shas hadchak, you could be somech on that. In other words, you could be shas hadchak, be somech on Dalgam Revava. I don't want to get into the details of how he reads the Nodi Yehuda. We don't have time. But and maybe you even have the Nodi Yehuda. So I asked him, I said, Rabbi, so shas hadchak, you could be somech on the Dalgam Revava. Fine. But Shas HaTchak, you could get away with just Bedikah Day 7, if it's a real Shas HaTchak. He said, yeah, you don't need as much of the Shas HaTchak. In other words, to get away with just Bedikah, one Bedikah during the Shiva Nekiyam, so like the Stam opinion in the Mechaber, that's a real Shas HaTchak. Yeah, so no Shas HaTchak at all, so we'll say you dafka need 1 and 7, like the Pesach Tshuva's reading of the Nodi Yehuda. But somewhere in between, so, you know, we'll accept this. Okay, good. Fine. It is interesting. That if here we'll leave it for now. Okay. Do you need? We've been talking about bedika of her bedika cloths. Is there an inin of being bodek chalukah? If you look at the Shuvas HaRash and the Kitzer Hilchos Nida the Rash, quoted by the Beis Yosef, he writes, "Uvaosan Shivas Yamin Tivdok B'chol Yom Atzma V'Chaluka B'dika Yafe B'chol Stakin B'lo B'kinuch B'alma," cited by the Beis Yosef. And the Sidre Tara over here, Sifkat and Tezvav, is shocked that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this down. The Tema Alatur V'Shulchan Aruch. So why not? And in the Chinam, if you look at Rabbi Feger over here, Feger and Sif Dalid writes, Lios Bodek is l'chatchila atma v'chaluka. So the Rabbi Feger thinks you should be Bodek chaluka. Now, Lemaisa, you know, why? Like we've been saying, that this whole idea is we're trying to be machzik atma v'tara as much as we can. So she should check. I mean, if she's wearing Levanim anyway, that's all she would need to check. Maybe in it is Shulchan Aruch, Bedikas Chalukah is a little harder because if she wasn't wearing underwear, you'd have to check all of her clothing. But she should check her underwear. But again, that's just, you can do it. And that's a really part of the whole concept of Bedikas Shiva Nekiyam, like we've been saying, and Levishas Levanim, like we've been saying. Yeah.
What was the reason that the woman who was standing the letter wore tzivonim?
I'm sorry? Because tzivonim, the minog of levanim, lo nagu b'shas ela, lo nagu b'chiyagavna, b'shas 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 b'shas.
According to what we're saying now, isn't that considered not?
It's a minog. It doesn't say anywhere in Shas you need levanim.
I'm saying
it's a minog because the lashon of libun, like the class says.
Right. According to this, that you need to check.
That's lechatchila also. That's also lechatchila. Like we're doing bedikos every day. Now it's lechatchila. We like as much verification as we can to be machzik.
Know for sure there's dam.
Doesn't matter. Mikra Adin, all you need, if there's a Kiyum Sfira, if you have one or two Bedikos during Shiva Kiyum. That's all you need, Mikra Adin. But just like we saw, L'chatchila, she should do a Bedika every day or twice a day or the likes. L'chatchila, she should do, she should be Bodekas Atma L'chalukah. Okay. So what about Sfira B'Layla? We brought that up. So if you take a look at the Gemara Megillah, Daf Chafa, Maralef, going on Talmud Beis, the Gemara says that it's not Shach Sfira B'Layla. The Gemara over there is talking about a Zava Ketana, for example. She can't be Tovelis B'Layla, right? That's what it says. The Gemara says, Sakadayta Chamina, that B'Layla Mias Le'avid Mikza Shimur, the Titbol, because after all, for a Zava, we say Mikza Yom Kikulo. Kamash B'Layla came to buy a Sfira, Sfira B'Yamama, he, and that's because it says in the Pasuk that the Safra Lashivas Yamin. So therefore, she could be Tovelis first thing in the morning, because you have Mikza Yom Kikulo, but not B'Layla. Adkan the Gemara. So the question, of course, is what about Sfira? What about Bedikos? Right? Whereas we know she can't do Tevila B'Layla. I mean, we're going to even say she can't even do Tevila B'Yom and Rabbanan. She has to wait till after the Shivan Kiyum is over. But strictly speaking, she could do Tevila B'Yom. What not B'Layla? What about Bedikos? So it's not clear. And this might relate to the question that we discussed extensively before, which is, are Bedikos Midin Sfira? And one could argue that if Bedikos are Midin Sfira and there's no Sfira B'Layla, so maybe Bedikos also can't be B'Layla. And this seems to be what Toso says on Daf Samach Tas Medal of Dimasro Shiva, that Sfira Slaila Eina Sfira. So the Sidrei Torah says, oh, based off of this Tosfos, you need Bedikos to be Bayom. Now, then he asks on himself from the Raman Siv Dalet. The Raman says, oh, well, you shouldn't really do Bedikos Lora Ner, but it's good enough, you know, if it works, right? The Lashon of the Raman is, Bedikos Lora Yom, Velo Lora Ner, Uvidiyavet, Mani Afilo Lora Ner. So Adkan Ramas, he says, 1 second, this is against me, because I learned from Tosfos that the Bedikos have to be during the day. Now, he could have said, well, what kind of kash is that? That means that you shouldn't look at the Bedikos by the candlelight. You should have better light when looking at it. Even though we didn't say that maybe by Kuf Pei Fest, that was by experts. But the Sidrei Torah thinks this is a kasha. And then he says, well, forget the Ramah. The Rashba also sounds like this as well. But he says, oh, I'll tell you why. This is the Rashba L'shitaso. Because the Rashba says, how many Bedikos do you need to do during Shiva Nekiyam? Only two, only one, right? Either one or seven, or three, or four, whatever it is, one or seven. So says the Sidrei Torah, I'll tell you the pshat. If you think you can get away with only one Bedika, that means that you think Bedikos aren't Midin Sfira. So Bedikos aren't Midin Sfira, so then no problem, do it at night. But we who require Bedikos day one and seven, we're Chosh Rebbe Chanina. And Rebbe Chanina says that they're all Sfira, just like Shana Ramba, that when you do one and seven skill, you did a Bedika Kol Yom. So if so, then they have to be during the day. That is basically the analysis of the Sidrei Torah. So he agrees that lots of Rishonim will not require, right? Even we saw both Rishonim probably don't require to be during the day, but that's because they're holding it's not Midin Sfira. Now, this is not a Pasha Cheshbin, because we already saw the Rashba also, in the Mishmar Sabayis, seems to hold the Bedikos Midin Sfira, but still you get away with one during the Sabbath. Either way, others disagree with the Sidrei Torah. They say, no, somehow or another, even a Bedika on day one could be Midin Sfira, it's going upwards. Day seven could be Midin Sfira, counting downwards. And even one in the middle somehow could be Midin Sfira. And therefore, it doesn't need to be during the daytime. Who argues with this Sidrei Torah? So, among others, the Lecha V'Simla, the Nota Behuda, it's Madur Kama, in Yordea at the end of Simen Mem Vav, cited Pisrei Tshuva Tes. How do I know that? Because he even says you can be Somech on the Moch for Bedikos Yom Rishon. Well, the Moch's Belaila. So, therefore, this that he's Mako. Halach L'maisa, I think we are Mako on this Shaila. The Sidrei Torah, by the way, Sif Katan Yud Tes. We are Mako on this Shaila. Another place, I mean, L'chatchila should be Bayom, certainly. But Bediavet, we're Mako B'Layla. So we gave an example where we would maybe even let you get away with this halachat chila, is a situation where a woman has a makkah, so she needs to go to some type of bodekes to do her hefsik tara. So Willig thinks that if it's a tircha to go back to the bodekes the next day for bedikas yom rishon, you could have her do the hefsik tara, and then 30 minutes later she'll do bedikas yom rishon, and that would be good enough. Another place where the Beis Yosef deals with this question of Sfir Balayla is actually in Sif Yud Beis. I know we're not up to that yet, but I'll just mention it to put it together. So the Beis Yosef there says like this. He says, what's the din if she was Poleta Shechvazera Balayla before Yom Shvi? Would that be a stira? Now, as we know, now you're going to say, how in the world do you have Poleta Shechvazera on Yom Shvi? We'll take a look at the Beis Yosef where you could have such a situation like that. let's say like this. Plus, you could have it in a normal way. Right? In other words, let's say a woman, Midaraisa, she goes to the mikvah on day 7. Okay? And then, so she sees Dam, she says, Mafreya. But she doesn't see Dam, she has Bia. Right? So again, we don't allow her to have Bia. It's risky business. But she does. Or Midaraisa, probably she's allowed to. So 1 second. But then she's going to be Poleta Shechvazera during Rishon Nikiyim. And that shouldn't count as a Yom Naki. The answer is no. That Poleta Shechvazera just doesn't count as a Yom Naki, but she already had her Yom Naki, Ali Day Mix Yom Kikulo. Good. So let's say she had Poleta Shechvazera Balayla. How would that happen? Let's because she messed up and went to the mikvah early. Right? She got confused in her count. She didn't follow the Ramban. And now she went to the mikvah instead of after the 7th night, after the 6th night. She went to the mikvah, she had Bia. Okay. So she's now Poleta Shechvazera. It's at night. So is that going to, will she have to now wait 3 days basically before she goes to the mikvah again? Or do we say no? That Poleta Shechvazera is in Soshin Shemekiv. So it says, oh, it's going to depend on whether you need Sfir B'Yom. Because you still need a Sfir Siyom Naki. So Ayin Shom, the Beis Yosef originally thought that if she's Poleta Shechvazera Laila before the Yom, it wouldn't be Soser because we say Mixes Yom Kikulo. But then he says, no, we only say Mixes Yom Kikulo B'Yom, not B'Laila. And therefore, she's going to have to wait 3 days before she could go to the mikvah again because she'll need to get a full Yom Naki. As long as she's Poleta, she won't. So anyway, that's another place where that comes up in our sim. And take a look at Tosas and Pesach and Pei Aleph and Aleph. Very interesting discussion. By the way, the Chazon Ish Tzadi Beis Yud Beis is also Makel on the Shaila. All right, much more to talk about. But we have to finish our simon today because they said we would finish. So we're gonna skip back to Yud Aleph. Is where we got up to before. So play to Shechazera. It's a good Hakdama to this. So it's very interesting, Shaila, this whole business of Poleta Shechvazera, right? It relates to when the Torah was given, actually. Vavar Zayin Sivan. So there's a number of opinions in the Gemara about how long Shechvazera remains viable, such that if she's Poleta Shechvazera, that will prevent the day from counting as a Yom Naki. The Rambam paskins 3 onos. We paskin 6 onos. And therefore, practically speaking, at least if she had Tashmish, she's going to have to wait to start her Shem Nekiyim till the 4th day, because you have to have 6 complete onos. So she won't be able to start till day 4. Agav, and what's, you know, the debate, Ray Willard points out that Ad Hayom Hazeh, the doctors debate whether sperm is viable for 36 hours or 72 hours. This machlokas we've shown him. Anyway, we pass against the Rambam that you need 6 onos. Okay, so then we start having these massive chumras, and chumras al gabi chumras in the Trumas Hadasha. First of all, the chumra Trumas Hadasha adds an extra day. Says, you know what? Why? Maybe she'll have Tashmish Amita Benish Mashos. She's going to think it was Biyom, so she's going to wait 4 days to start her Sheva Nikiyim, but really it was already Laila. And therefore, if we say she only has to wait 4 days to start her Sheva Nikiyim, so then she's going to end up starting a day early. she'll be poletus, her first day won't really be yom naki. And therefore, you need to add an extra day. Now, when we say you need to wait, means you could do your hafsek tara on the fifth day from the ri'ah, meaning to say it's not 4 days or 5 days afterwards. So let's say she has her period on Sunday. So Sunday's day one, Monday's day two, Tuesday's day three, Wednesday's day four, Thursday's day five. So she could do hafsek tara on day five and start her shivanakiyim on Shabbos on day seven. Okay, so that is what the Trumas Hadashin says. I thought, I don't know if this makes sense, but even though the Trumas Hadashin just has it because she's going to make a mistake because she has Tashmish Ben Hashmashos, but in theory, you could even have it in a situation where the days get shorter, right? So if she had it at the very, 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 very end of the day, and the next day is like a minute or two shorter than the previous day, even without the mistake, she could have that situation, unless you say it goes by days and not by hours. Anyway, so the Badei HaShulchan, Sif Katan Kuf Samach Tes, is an interesting point here. He says, since the whole point, this whole Chumrah of the Trumas Hadashin is based off of an error relating to Bein HaShmashos, in other words, we have to build in that error into the system. So if her Re'iyah was Bein HaShmashos, she could be Mako. Now, let's say her period starts 10 minutes after Shkia. So then we could say that, treat that as the previous day. But you don't have to be machmir, that's going to be like Lila, because the whole shash of the Trumas Hadashin is anyway to Micho Sheish, that, you know, basically because of Re'iyah Bein HaShmashos. So therefore, you could be Mako on that. And then, you know, you'd be able to start from the fifth day, you do have Sektara on the fifth day after the Yom, not Delilah. So that's Chumra number one of the Trumas Hadashin, to add the fifth day. Another Chumra of the Trumas Hadashin is to Machmir even if Lo Shimsha. Now that's even though Mikra Din, let's say she hasn't had Tashmish for a week. So then, theory, she should be able to do her Hafsik Tara right away. She doesn't have to wait. Or certainly Yom Sheni, she could do her Hafsik Tara. Nevertheless, the Trumas Hadashin is Machmir. The Beis Yosef is not choshish for these chumros, and we perhaps are also Mekel l'shas adchak. Typically, many women anyway, it doesn't prove to be too much of a chumra because they can't get their hafsek tara anyway till the fifth day. But b'shas adchak will be willing to Mekel, and later on we'll see all sorts of cases where the poskim are Mekel b'shas adchak. I'll mention one that's not in the Shulchan Aruch, which is if a woman has a very long, short cycle, and so she might be ovulating before she goes to the mikvah. So if we're concerned that that's the case, so then if she could get a hafsek tara on day four, we would be willing to be mekel, tzarech b'urvu, and do away with this chumra of the Trumas Hadashin. So the Shach writes that he cites from the Bach that this Chumra is only said, this is Shach Sifkat on Chaf, if Baila be'ir. But let's say Baila is out of town. So then even the Trumas Hadashin doesn't have this low plug of Shimsha Atu Lo Shimsha. So, and he says, even though from the She'ela of the Trumas Hadashin, it doesn't sound that way, but from his Tshuva, he doesn't say anything about that. So the Shach doesn't like this. He says, because everybody knows that the Trumas Hadashin made up his questions. So therefore, you should be able to be medayik. Now, there's maybe in other Tshuva Svarim, you can't be medayik as much from the Sheila. But Trumas Hadashin, if he included it in the Sheila, since the Sheila was made up, you have to be medayik. And therefore, he is machmir, even if by lechutz li'ir. And he says, not only that, but even a Kala, who's mamish asura, so we say she can't be so far Shiva Nakiyam until the fifth day after she started her period, even though the Chassan isn't even in the city. So about that, the Shach says, you know what, that's going too far. Shalafi daiti ein lahachmir b'zeh klal. When she's not even married, we're going to be willing to be meiko. V'lo nizka b'shem posek, kadmon rachum, komakom le'ot v'am v'amutam. But okay, if it's a minhag, it's a minhag. We have to follow the minhag. But then he says, you know what? If following this minhag, requiring the kala to wait for the fifth day, is going to make it into a chuppas nida. So you know what? I'd rather, even though mikra din, we are megal to have chuppas nida. We're not choshev with the Rambam, but I'd rather like lose this crazy chumrah and chap shitas a Rambam than the reverse. So in a case where it would otherwise be a chuppas nida, in a kala, the shach's willing to be megal. Take a look at the Dagomir Vav over here. He says, I don't know what the shach is talking about. Because the whole concept of the chumrah the Trumas Hadeshet is only, yeah, maybe we'll be machmir if the husband's out of town in a situation where they would have been mutter for them to be together. Right? Fine. And maybe we'll even pretend that the kala is not an isser. But this kala, she was a nida, right? Kalas nowadays, the first time they go to the mikvah in their life was before they're married, right? Before their chasana, right? In other words, this kala has been a nida for the last 10 years. So what do you mean wait 5 days? She's waited 10 years. What is the note? What is the shach talking about? So he says, oh, the shach must be talking about a case of a ketana shel arasa meyola. Okay, fine. So that's note of Yehuda. Now, the shach has another kula in Sifkaton Chaf Aleph. His kula is by a kasen. Feel better. No problem. Unfortunately, not. The shach's kula in Kuf Chaf and Sifkaton Chaf Aleph is that if she sees a kesem, maybe we could be mako, if lo shimsha, to start from the next day. He quotes that the levush, though, is machmir. And then he concludes the last words of the shach are v'chei noagin. Now, it's unclear, and this actually debated, if the v'chei noagin is just going on the levush or the shach himself. So some poskim assume it's going on the levush, but the shach himself isn't necessarily saying v'chei noagin l'chumra. In Sifkatan Chaf Beis, the shach writes, let's say she's so shivin nikiyim, so then, of course, she doesn't have to wait 5 days. Why? Because she was asura, right? She's already waited her 5 days. So now we have a very interesting question. Basically, what we've established is if the woman, the idea of waiting 5 days from the start of your period before you do your hafsektara, even if you accept the low plug of the Trumas Hadeshen, is only stated in the case where she was mutter, where conceivably she could have had tashmish amita b'hatter. But if she could not have possibly had tashmish amita b'hatter, we don't have to worry about her being so saras or waiting the 5 days. So here's an interesting shaila that the post can discuss. What about if she's a surah, not because she was a nida, but because of some other reason she couldn't have tashmish? So for example, let's say it was her vesas. Let's say her vesas was Monday. And let's say it's the type of vesis that she was asura all the entire vesis. We'll see when that is, according to some poskim, if it's a hafsek tara, not a hafsek tara, a onabenonis for machmir for all 24 hours. According to some poskim, if it would be a vesis hayom, because there was a ruah, she would be asura for the previous ona. So lights up all of Sunday, meaning to say all of halachic Sunday, starting from Motzei Shabbos through Sunday day, she's asura because of her vesis. And then immediately after that ends, she gets her period. So could we be Megil in this case and say she could start Duer of Sektar on day 4 because day 4 is really day 5. And I, the Trumas Hadeshen, made this low plug. No, the low plug was said in the case where she was Muteres. But since she was a Surah, Machmas Vases, she does have 5 days that she was Isser. There's no possibility of play to Shech Vesera. So Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe Yodeh Chel Dal, Tzimin Yud Zayin, Os Chaf Aleph is Mekel in this case. Shevet Alevi is Mesupik. But Rav Moshe only Mekel to take 1 day off. Now, there's even if you had 2 days in a row in Vestos, we wouldn't allow you to do the Hafsektar on day 3. But to go down from day 5 to day 4, as we've already seen, is anyway quite Mekel. And therefore, Rav Moshe writes, if day 1 was Asur Machmas Vases, then you could do your Hafsektar on day 4 from your period, which in reality is really day 5. That's one cool of Rav Moshe has. Rabbi Willig accepts this, and Rabbi Willig even adds to it his own made-up Vases. If you remember, back in Tzimun Kuf Tzadi, we pointed out that Rabbi Willig, as well as other poskim, say that if a woman is staining, even though she doesn't become a surah, she should be poresh for 24 hours. It's logara from Vestos, a very little would say. Why? Because there's an elevated chance she's going to start seeing now. Maybe she'll start in the middle of Tashmish. If you're staining, if there's some, there's always a concern there might be more. If that's true, so since she's a surah, so it's like Vestos, and therefore it could take down from one of the days. Ray Willick thinks it also applies to Brown. Fine. Okay. The Pesach Tshuva says like this. The Noda Yud is Machmir. If Chazva Riras al Achar Shetavla, Kodim Shashim Shem Baila, she still has to wait 5 days. Now, this, what a sad situation. Imagine this. This woman gets all the way through Shemekim. She goes to the mikvah. On her way home from the mikvah, she starts seeing Dam. So, could she do her Hafsik Tara right away? Says no to you to know. She has to wait 5 days. Why? Because why? She was Mutaris, right? She didn't have Tashmish. But there was 10 minutes in which she was Mutaris. So therefore, it's going to be Mutaris. That's what he says. Okay. Teshua, that was Mako. Also the Meal Staka and the Chazanish are all Mako on that Shaila. Hopefully it should never happen. Shevet HaLevi has the following Shaila. Let's say she moves from one time zone to another. So she doesn't really have 5 days because, I don't know, she lost 7 hours in the process. So would we say she needs full 5 days? The Shevet HaLevi says we could be Mako. But only if it's on the fifth day. In other words, not on the fourth, even though really you only need 72 hours in theory, but he's still willing for it to if usually that's what's going to be in terms of day five, you don't have to worry about it. He's also the Chevalier is willing to be Megal if you're Parish Machma Safek. Pesach Tshuva Sifkat and Tezvav quotes the following kula from the Shla. Yesterday we had a chumra from the Shla, so now we have a kula from the Shla. The Shla says that we can make it to allow for only 4 days if waiting that fifth day will cause her to be marchik, her chafifa from her tefillah. What does that mean? So let's say her tefillah, Leil Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos. So she's going to be doing her chafifa on Friday. And we'll see what we do practically. We might suggest that she do some chafifa of Motzei Shabbos, or let's give an even more extreme example. Let's say it's a 2 day, it's Yom Tov, 2 days. So there for sure, her, you know, Yom Tov is Tuesday, Wednesday, and her Leil Tevilah is Tuesday night. So there's going to be 24 hours at least between her chafifa and her tevilah. We don't like that. So we do it to allow for B'yas mitzvah. But we're not excited about that. So it says, better to chop down that fifth day, which is just a chumrah, than to be marchik chafifa from tefillah. That's what the Shla says. Rav Moshe says, we accept that. It's the same tshuva, osios chaf beis, chaf gimel, chaf dalad. And not only that, but even though the Shla was only mekel and lo shimsha, the Siddur Taz mekel even if shimsha, and Rav Moshe says we could even accept that. We'll even be willing to make Olim Shimsha. And then he says an interesting shaila. So he says, let's say you have the following case. A couple, let's say the bungalow colonies. So the husband goes away, you know, goes back to Brooklyn during the week, and he comes up Shabbos to be with his family, and then goes back to the city during the week. So if you were to wait 5 days, then we would miss the tefillah, right? He has to go back Monday morning. So if we waited 5 days, her Leil Tefillah wouldn't be till Monday night. Then you'd have to wait all the way till the next Friday. So he's willing to be mekel. It's the same cheshbon, because over there, in the case of the Shla, we could have just told them, okay, so wait an extra day. We say, no, we don't want to wait an extra day. We want to have be a mitzvah at the right time, bizmana. So therefore, you see that if it's going to be goreim pushing off the mikvah, 1 day, you're allowed to do away with day five. So two here, it's going to do away with the fifth day. You can get away with that. Okay. Similarly, Rav Moshe writes if her Leil Tefillah is going to be on Friday night, she can't go to the mikvah Friday night. Why? She lives a long way from the mikvah. So again, if she could get away with the Hasek Town day four, and then go to the mikvah on Thursday night, that would be okay. And she doesn't have to wait till Motzai Shabbos. Okay. Sif Yud Beis, we don't have time to get into what actually talks about Sif Yud Beis, but we'll just mention where it comes up, Derech Agav and Sif Yud Beis, which is the discussion between the Shach and the Taz, the Machlokas, about Ben Nida. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that let's say she messed up and she ended up having Tashmish Shamita, but the Tvila was not a good Tvila. So the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to wait those 3 days. Fine. Says the Taz, I understand. Okay, you don't have to wait 3 days. You have to wait 90 days for Havchana. Well, why 90 days? Because we don't know. Maybe this kid is a Ben Nida, right? In other words, she became pregnant. Again, what's the scenario? She goes to the mikvah at a regular time. Okay, then she comes out of the mikvah. She's Tashmish Shamita, and then she discovers the tefillah was no good. Let's say the mikvah was missing something, a puzzle mikvah. Okay, so she's off to go to the mikvah again. And we don't say she has to wait 3 days. What's the point of waiting 3 days? I mean, Palat Shechazara, it's fine. She's finished her Shemin again. However, he says, but let's say if she, so then she goes to the mikvah again. And then she has Tashmish Shamita again. Then she becomes pregnant. We're not going to know. Is this pregnancy from when she was in Nida? Because the first Tevila, the first Bia was Bia's sister. Or is from the Bia that took place after she went to the mikvah the second time? Is the kid kosher apostle? So you have to be mafchan. That's the shaila of the shach, of the Taz. So he says, well, you know what? You should. Except that havchana won't even help here because maybe she was already pregnant. Because baila matzui lakodim lazeh. So havchana doesn't even work. Now you'll say, what do you mean? She's going to the mikvah. Obviously she wasn't pregnant. We'll see later. That's not an assumption that we make. In the olden days, at the very least, it seems like women did sometimes go to the mikvah while pregnant. And the truth is, even now, nowadays, sometimes that happens. Not because they're menstruating, but because other things that sometimes happen during pregnancy that make women go to the mikvah. But the point is that havchana won't even work anyway, so there's no point of havchana. But if havchana would work, let's say her husband had been out of town for a long time. So then you have to be mavchen even out ben nida. That's what he says. Now, this is a very big chiddush because Ben Nida isn't a mamzer. It's not a vlad puzzle. So why in the world do you have to be mavchen? Right? So his answer is that no. His answer is that, yeah, taka, the vlad is kasher, but there's some type of pagam. And if there's a pagam from a Ben Nida, so you'll want to figure it out. Agav, we mentioned earlier the idea from Rav Moshe that, do you have to worry about this practically? And he says that if you're dating a woman whose mother didn't give Tasa Mishpacha, but you see she's very good Midos, she's not a Ben Nida because the Pagam manifests itself in bad Midos. She's good Midos, so it must be their mother went to the ocean or the like. Fine, but back to here. That's the Taz's point. And the Kudus HaKasef disagrees with the Taz. He says, no, the din of Havchana, of Hamtana, is when there's a nafkamina ladina. Here there's no nafkamina ladina at all. The Ben Nida is kasher. It's interesting, Shaila. Are they arguing about havchana or are they arguing about the getter of Ben Nida? Not sure. But let's just very briefly talk about what is this concept of Ben Nida, where does it come from? So the source is in Maseches Kala, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezayin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Azpanim L'Gehenim. Voshpan Muganeden, Azpanim, Rabbi Lazar Omer Mamzer, Rabbi Shu Omer Ben Nida, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mamzer Ben Nida. Then it has this crazy story about Rabbi Akiva saw this kid and he said, ah, that's a Mamzer Ben Nida. And they said, how do you know? And he said, I'll prove it to you. And he goes to the woman and he takes an oath that, I'll go ahead and trick her into thinking, I swear to her, she's going to go to Olam Haba if she tells me what happened. And he made the oath and he was mevatel the oath, the libo, and she tells him and Rav Akiva wanted to do this because they told him, Heyach milacha libcha lavor al divrei chaveirecha, which is funny because usually you could argue with your chaveirim. But after he proved it's right, Amru gadol hay Rabbi Akiva shehovish is rabosav. So apparently chaveirav were rabosav. Either way, so that's this concept that Ben Nida at least according to Rabbi Yeshua, is as panim. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yisroel Bia Perach Tesvav Alach Aleph, it says, Ezu mamzer, Hamar Torah, ze haba me'erva min arayus, chutz min anida, shaben mimena pagum in a mamzer. Shailas, what does pagum mean? And that's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer Dalad Yud Gimel. So what is pagum who? So, says the Beis Shmuel, Sifkat and Tesvav, the Rawi laharchik mehem. Says the Gra, Afal Bishu Pagum, and Ratzalom and Apostle Kuhuna. Pagum doesn't mean Kuhuna, because she's Mutaris. El Ratzalom or Pagum or Mekulkal. Kemoshkasav, Mesechas Kala, like we said over here. There's a big discussion in the postkin about this question. Alas, time does not allow us to get into it. The tshuva from Rav Moshe, as I said, is Eben Ezra Chel Dalet Simen Yud Dalet. Okay. There's also Yud Zayin over there. There's also a stipler about this in Yevamos at the end, Simen Mem Tes, who also is Mako. Sif Yud Gimel is all right, we don't have time. It's talking about this idea of cleaning, and I told Menachem that I would tell him a Shtikl Torah to answer the Kasha in the Metzius that Rav Shachter brought up in the Shir Kvali, but since he's not here, I'm off the hook. So I guess we'll have to stop here. And Be'ezras Hashem, on Wednesday, we're going to start with Kuf Tzadi Zayin. So everybody try to start. If you didn't end up getting that far, so we'll leave it with a Hakdama, and I don't want to get ahead of you, but we'll at least start with Hakdama to Kuf Tzadi Zayin on Wednesday, B'siyata Dishmaya.